Hello?
Hi.
What?
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representative sample of all genders, let me ask you, do you think of yourself say male, female, or something else?
Female.
And thank you for taking my call. What is the year of your birth?
1974.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Graduate degree.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? White,
African American.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered to vote?
I'm registered.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
50-50 chance.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 10 meaning you are extremely motivated, 5 meaning you're neither motivated nor unmotivated, and 0 meaning you are not motivated at all. From 0
eight.
To 10, what do you choose? Okay.
8.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in community? Please rate using the same scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that it has a lot of power, 0 meaning that it has no power at all. Your vote.
2.
Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Climate change, abortion, cost of living and inflation. Voting rights and democracy, immigration, racism, and discrimination, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, Israel-Palestine conflict, healthcare, criminal justice reform, police violence, or jobs and the economy.
You said just pick 2?
Yes, please.
I would say immigration and crime.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very favorable, 5 meaning you feel neutral, 0 meaning you feel unfavorable.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one, Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 10. How do you rate your feelings towards him?
Towards who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
I'd say 6.
Donald Trump.
I'd say 6.
Democrats in Congress.
I'd say 6.
Republicans in Congress.
6.
Joe Biden.
6.
Kamala Harris?
6.
If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or a third party, or an independent candidate?
I'm not sure.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, third party?
Probably third party.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I can't choose.
Well, who would you lean towards the most, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Yeah, I might have lost. I don't know.
Okay. But which one of them two would you lean towards, if you had to choose?
That's a tough one. So I guess you won't let me go to another screen unless I chose one. I mean, I don't favor either one.
These are the options I have. Just Mr. Trump and Mr. Joe Biden. But let me ask you again: who would you lean towards? If you had to choose today, not vote for, no, lean towards. If you had to choose today, who would you lean towards? Mr. Trump or Mr. Biden?
I don't know. I would probably lean towards Biden.
And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate?
I'm say Democrat candidate.
When it comes to the campaign promise that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 elections, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
I'd say some of his promises.
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities and traits? Or would it make no difference? Looks out for people like me. Would you be much more likely to support him? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or makes no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Grows the economy.
Much
more likely, somewhat.
Much more likely.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more likely.
Puts people over politics.
Much more likely. But that doesn't happen.
Defends democracy.
Much more likely.
Wants to build black wealth.
Somewhat likely.
Secure the borders.
What's the other one?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
For each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it extremely well describes them, 5 meaning somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Here's the first one. Is too woke? From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Is too what?
Too woke. W-O-K-E?
Who is this supposed to be describing?
Oh, let me read it for you one more time. For each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning it describes them very well. 5 meaning somewhat well. 0 meaning it does not describe them well at all. The first statement says, is too woke. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
4.
Protects abortion rights.
8.
Fights racism and discrimination.
8.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
6.
Is honest and ethical.
6.
Is effective and gets things done.
7.
Wants to build black wealth.
7.
Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means somewhat unmotivated. And 0 means not
motivated. How much longer is this survey going to be?
Oh, just a few more minutes. But I'll read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. Here's the first one. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries that, thanks to the $1,400 cash relief check that came my way under Democrats' legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, what do you choose? 10 being the highest.
That I was able to do that? Like 2? I mean, okay. It wasn't because of the check, yeah.
The other statement says,
go ahead.
As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress chopped prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors, now $35, and seniors out of pocket expenses at the pharmacy, new capped at $2,000 a year. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I don't know, 8.
As a young American just entering the workforce, I've been more a good paying job because available as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
4.
As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family, thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I haven't used any programs like that, so I don't understand how I'm supposed to answer that.
Well, from the options I have here, 0 to 10, what do you choose? Remember, 10 means that you're extremely motivated, 5 means that you're somewhat unmotivated, and 0 means that you're not motivated at all.
Motivated to vote if that they do this for people? 8.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. The other one says, as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loan eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
8.
Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last 5 years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Eliminating $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Investing $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Invest $1.7 billion in affordable housing, set out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, lower the cost of prescription drugs, and capping insulin cost at $35 for seniors, invested in black small businesses, ownership, and entrepreneurship, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8.
So I'm supposed to pick which ones?
Yes, please.
The student loans, the cutting the credit card late fees. I got that, those two.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they do not. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate?
I said Democratic candidate.
And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that would allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
Number 2.
Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from...
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. This is Good Friday, and I'm about to go to church, so this is
okay.
Going to make me late.
I do apologize for the inconvenience. We'll set up a call back for a more convenient time. Goodbye.
I'm over.